For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I don't know when it was last week, but there has been a lot of slander, I believe, against me for something that is alleged that I said on this show. Mm-hmm. It was dubbed a misspeak, a fumble of the words.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah.
Because there's been a few real crackers in the last 6 months. I tell you what, there's one that lives rent-free in my head.
Yeah.
Every single day.
There's one, there's a different one that lives in my, and yeah, they're all rattling around in there reminding me, like, you've been doing this for the better part of 13 years. How can you keep fumbling on words? And then they end up being hideous swears.
Really bad. some of the worst you can,
like,
think of.
It's like, it's like, you can back me up. I'm not avoiding saying a swear. I'm saying a word that has nothing to do with a swear, and somehow my mouth yeets it out of there.
Yep.
Like, it's like a secret that's hiding in it. It just needs to blurt out. Last week, apparently, allegedly, mm-hmm, I said a word that I wasn't meant to.
Yep.
We've got the audio of it here. Mm-hmm. Would you look, can I play it, please?
Please.
For the audience. It just heads up, I don't make it to the end of the episode. But
that's all right.
Short, sharp,
sharp. Short. I think you meant to say short, sharp, and shiny. I think what you are saying might be what you did when you made a mistake on the show.
So what's the alleged word in there?
Oh,
that
you said shart. There's no ifs or buts about it.
Okay.
You literally, yep, started with the SH and end with the T.
Yep.
And I know you meant to say P at the end, but you went shart.
So because I've said what I believe to be short and sharp, then you've looked at me like, oh, I reckon you give me a look of, Tim, you've done it again.
Yep.
I asked you to break down the audio a little bit more, so let's have another close listen. Short, sharp,
sharp.
And now we'll just sharp only, just for a second. Sharp.
Yeah. There's no sharp. Sharp.
And then you've run around the radio station, everybody, Tim's yelled sharp on air.
Yeah.
He's done it again.
Yeah.
He's done
the
it
trifecta.
Again. You've let my family know. You've let my colleagues know. I have been doing some work because, mm-hmm, I don't like to be defamed. And it's not my character being judged. I don't like that. And you're out there putting a mark, a skid mark, sharp mark against my name. And now we can say, because it's 5:37,
mm-hmm,
and we can say it now. But when that was happening, I probably shouldn't have said the sharp word, you know?
No. But just FYI, if you want to see the video of this, it is up on our Instagram, KRock Geelong. And you can see Tim's mouth actually say the word with the T at the end.
We have a program, our engineer here at the radio station, that if you're listening to the radio right now, it's because of Dean. Dean literally has built our transmitters from scratch. I assume it's from the copper wire of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible. He's created a system where if we need audio, we can go on it and we can find it. Now, he's made this himself. It also has this really neat feature,
mm-hmm,
where it transcribes every single word that's on the radio. So right now,
very cool,
there is a program that is writing it down, like when you have meetings and it like takes notes, so everyone's words are in there. He sent me something because I said to him, I was like, hey, I need you to look into this. And he's got the program up for the exact time,
mm-hmm,
that the alleged short, sharp went to air.
Yeah, so it's saying that you said short, sharp, short.
Short, sharp.
See? You can't help yourself, brother. You got the slip of the tongue, mate. It does say you said short, sharp, short, but I can guarantee you, as everyone else can, from hearing the audio, the system's not perfect.
Listen closely. Sharp.
Sharp.
No, one more time. Sharp.
No, you're adding the P at the end there. And you know you are. Look, I'd like you to search the other two hideous words that you've said on air and see if they're in the system. Because I have a feeling that what Dean's done is put a bit of a sensor on there so that swears wouldn't be picked up because they shouldn't be said on air.
It's about to pick up another one right now off air. Tim and
Davo. So yesterday we were here in the studio and you were treating yourself to a little bit of a snacky snack, which you do like to do from time to time.
From time to time. I think we all like to celebrate ourselves and our bodies. And when I celebrate my body, how does my body like to be celebrated? Snackies.
Yeah.
Like today you got me a pink donut and it wasn't an apology donut.
No.
Or are you trying to get on the front foot? Do you feel like for every donut you give me, you're allowed like 10 unnecessary unprovoked swipes?
No. I just thought I'd be a nice person today and bring you one of your favourites. And I know you were very sus about
it. Suspicious.
Yeah. No, it was all good. And you enjoyed your donut, right?
Yeah, I did.
You don't feel sick at all?
Oh, you poisoned it. Plastic. Walked into that one.
You were in here having yourself some of our favourites, to be honest, a light and tangy chip.
Yep. And unfortunately, yeah, it was a chip. The issue at working at a radio station is that we have lots of packets of chips and like beef jerky and cans of soft drink around. Mm-hmm. And I know where the key is. And like once I have a rule, once a month I go down and I just have a little bit of a look, And then, yeah, I'll come back up with some snacks.
Pretty sure that's pretty loose, that once a month.
That's
rule,
a once a month. Yeah, it's a once a month. Cool. But yeah, I love a light and tangy chip.
And I think honestly, the superb, that's the best flavour, the most superior 100%. Flavour out of all the flavours, light and tangy chips.
Yeah.
But that's not what we need to get into right now because, you know, we're both passionate. But you were eating this packet of chips and I saw you grab...
Is this when you were yelling at me yesterday?
Yeah, because I saw you grab a couple of chips out of there and one of them happened to be a Wish chip.
What is a Wish chip?
So a Wish chip is when a potato crisp is folded over and it's been cooked in that folded over position and it is deliciously crunchy and you can make a wish on it. When I was a kid, whenever you get a Wish chip, you put the whole chip in your mouth and then you can bite into it. You make a wish and then you bite into it.
Right.
Have you not heard this before?
I've literally never heard of a Wish chip. I've heard of a Wish bone.
Yeah, no, this is different. And I saw you bite into this Wish chip without making a wish and what a wasted Wish chip to have.
Well, the thing that I'm frustrated with is if that is true and it is that's a Wish chip, then for because in my life I've had a lot of chips, I'll tell you right now. I don't think anyone needs to be shocked and surprised by that. Mm-hmm. How many wishes have gone wasted?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know the rules. You know, that's devastating for me.
But this is something I've known since childhood. So what I wanted to do is talk about these childhood superstitions, these different things that we used to live our lives by, these rules like Wish chips. Like step on a crack, you break your back, that sort of vibe.
Oh, it was to break your back.
Oh, yeah.
So mine was it would break grandma's back.
Oh, my gosh, no, grandma. Yeah,
and I know it was so stressful because like grandma, like they were on the farm and their kitchen of the farmhouse growing up, it was black and white, like those big black and white. I don't know if it was laminate or tiles, whatever it was. I just remember these big black and white squares. So many cracks. And I just remember tiptoeing around the farm. Because I was like, well, grandma, this would devastate the family. Like,
it
it's
would.
Such a big family. Like, she's got 11 kids. I think she's got like 30 grandkids. I can't be the reason that granny goes down.
Yeah, step on a crack, you break your granny's back, apparently. Wowee.
I don't like it.
Do you have any other superstitions you can remember from growing up?
There was one that I did with this. I feel like a lot of people do the cemetery one, where when you drive past a cemetery, you hold your breath. But my thing, it wasn't about like you had to do it for. Like luck or bad luck.
Or grandma's back.
Or grandma's back, yeah. it was a game. It was like, how can I do it? And then there was a cemetery near where we grew up that had heaps of traffic lights. Mm-hmm. And like that was a dicey game. And if you listen, kids, don't play that dicey game.
Yeah, you got to be so careful.
One, the cemetery in Armstrong Creek, like, oh, no, because they're doing the new road, so you'll be fine. But yeah, but I used to hold my breath through the lights and Dad would be like, you're right. And I go... Because you couldn't breathe when you were driving past the cemetery.
It's important. And I know that was the same rule for if you were driving through a tunnel, you got to hold your breath through the tunnel.
Burnley Tunnel in Melbourne was a tough one.
No doubt.
I remember blacking out several times. No, don't do it. Don't do it. What's the one with the eyelashes that you do?
Yeah, so if you were to lose an eyelash, you like hold it and then you blow it away and make a wish.
Oh, it's like the daisy... The little flowers. The little fairy flowers, whatever
the
they're called.
The fairy flowers. Yeah, I remember them. What are they called? Oh, that's going to be annoying.
So annoying.
Sorry, everyone. Yeah, that's sorry. Going screaming at their radios right now.
We wanted to... the phone... Is it... No, it's not a daisy chain.
Nah, no.
No. Someone call up and tell us that. 522-2955. Maybe Travis in Nelson knows. But Travis, you've got some superstitions from your childhood that you want to add on.
Yeah, hi, guys. My superstition is when you're walking through the shopping centre or on a footpath, not to walk on the line.
Yeah.
Not to walk on the crack.
Because, yeah, granny. You got to think of granny.
Well, yeah, hang on. If you were to step on a crack, what were the consequences for you?
Not sure of the consequences, but it was just a game to play as kids walking through the shopping centre.
Yeah, right.
Really annoyed mum, though.
Yeah, because Tim was worried about granny's back, so it was like step on a crack. Break granny's back.
Granny's back.
And for me, it was step on a crack, break your back.
Well, not Travis's. Like
not,
your,
no,
your
no,
own,
my, your own self.
Well, Travis, Davo's watching out for cracks for you, so we appreciate that call.
It's also a dandelion.
Oh, my God. Just got five messages on the text line. Sorry about that. Matt in Bell Post Hill, do you have any childhood superstitions you would like to share with us?
Yeah, there is. I've got two. I just was talking to my wife. So the first one was every Friday night before an actual footy match, no matter what. I don't know why I'd wait. I'd have to clean my boots at like 7 o'clock at night in the sink. And Mum didn't like it because I used to obviously leave mud all over the plates and stuff. And then, yeah, same. I'd have to eat the same meal, do the same thing every Friday. But now, because we're obviously not playing footy anymore, me and the wife, with the kids, we'll always be walking around the supermarket, and at one stage, one of us will just say the ground is lava, and we all have to quickly jump off the ground, even if we're shopping. So we're standing on the shelves sometimes and mucking around. So, yeah,
well, it's very fun.
That's just something we've got for kids. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's not that doesn't sound like a superstition. That just sounds like good family fun.
Yeah, that sounds a great time.
We love it.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Can we have a chat about the 2001 mega hit, Lady Marmalade?
Dance break.
I don't think I know anyone around our age group that didn't do a dance to that song growing up.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty iconic at the time because remember, like, these big names, and there was Christina Aguilera, there was Lil Kim, there was Pink, there was Maya, Missy Elliott popped in for a little visit.
Oh, yeah, cameo.
And, like, they never, like, this didn't happen. Like, five megastars coming together and releasing a song. And sometimes you see big names come together and they release crap music because there's too much going on. But this just worked.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
They were the baddest bees from the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, so and it was when the Moulin Rouge movie came out, mm-hmm. right? Like this was, it was part of the film or like it was involved
like,
with it.
It was like the song of the movie.
Yes.
So they really had this as the forefront. And of course the film clip was iconic. And as I said, growing up, there was no way that you didn't have a dance to this song.
Yeah.
And I feel like you were always categorized into Maya, Pink, Little Kim and Christina.
Yeah.
Now, I think all of these almost have their own star sign to it, almost like their own personality traits with every single one of these characters.
Okay.
So I want to take you through, if you did ever play along with this song and you put yourself into one of these boxes, I'm going to tell you what it says about you.
All right, great, fantastic.
So let's start with Maya.
Okay. I feel like Maya was probably in order of, not significance, but like mm-hmm. she was like, it was at, with Maya at the end, unfortunately to her.
Well, yeah, she did open up the song. But look, if you were the Maya, she's not fighting for main character status. She doesn't need to because she's gorgeous, she's sassy, she's effortlessly cool, and she knows exactly when to pop up and make an impact.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like she was the perfect appetizer.
That's like the nicest and most hurtful thing to say about somebody.
I would call her the pretty sidekick. That's all right. She played an important role.
I know a pretty sidekick.
Let's head over to Pink. Now, if you were Pink, I'd call her the scrappy rat queen, right? Now, she was rough around the edges, loves a laugh, and will absolutely bully you for sport. I'd say she's willing to get her hands dirty, and she's not afraid of a bit of chaos.
Yeah, that's all fair. Mm-hmm. Again, there's very Pink energy there. Pink the singer energy, sorry. Yeah, not the colour.
Let's head over to Lil' Kim. Yeah, we come cool with the money in the guard banks. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. And say, why spend money when I can spend yours? Not the clean version, unfortunately. Sorry to everyone listening. But look, Little Kim, she is the baddie boss. Now, Little Kim is not mucking around. This woman knows exactly who she is, knows what she deserves, and she has absolutely no interest in entertaining your BS. Yeah.
And also, the line, we drink wine with diamonds in the glass, is one of the hardest lines in the history of music. So good on you, Kimmy.
Now, of course, lastly, Christina Aguilera.
They save the best for last with it, don't they?
Well, she is the main character. So if you were Christina, you have main character energy. She walks into the room and suddenly the room belongs to her. She's a ball of energy. She's expressive. She's confident. And she's the leader of the pack.
I agree with all of that. I really, and like, obviously Missy Elliott, she's in there, but like, just a bit of a Christina. Like, that's, she just kind of speaks at the end of it. What energy do you think you're picking up out of all those four? Because I've got an answer for you, and I think I've got an answer for me.
Well, personally for you, I would say you might be Christina Aguilera.
There's no way. I'm Lil' Kim. I'm Lil' Kim 100%, and you're Pink.
Yes,
and
I am Pink.
Yeah, at least we can agree on that.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Let's move on to another ridiculous story coming out of America. Let me tell you, this one, it involves airport security, and it involves a lady's bra.
All right. Well, airport security in America, if you've never been, it is intense. Mm-hmm. They don't smile at you. Mm-mm. They don't want to talk to you. Mm-mm. It's not a fun experience. Mm-mm. It's extremely heavy. And obviously, security and safety is paramount. But it is so different to everywhere else in the world if you've traveled.
Oh, yeah. You're taking your shoes off. You're doing the whole kit caboodle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this woman was trying... well, she got caught with two animals in her bra.
Were they puppies?
They were... Oh, no.
Okay, yep.
They were two turtles.
Oh, no, like the little ones that have hatched on the beach. Don't! I hate when stories like this happen.
No. Oh. They are her emotional support animals, and that was her case to the TSA when she got caught after getting the x-ray and they saw two shell-like things in her bra, and they go, hang on, what's going on in there?
They don't look like nipple.
It was Frankfurt and Frankfurt.
They don't look like nipple covers. Because that's crap. Don't emotional support turtles. No, you've stolen them off a beach and you've tried to take them home. Yeah. Don't do that. That's awful. And to subject these poor little creatures who've got no idea what's going on to being put inside your bra, that's not okay, you bastard.
Well, you don't know. They could have been happy with the extra leg room in there. You're not sure because the room. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like a stupid pun, all right?
That's right.
But it does, I mean, this thing is about having a bra as a lady, that you can really keep a lot of stuff in there.
Well, some more than others.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a time in my life where I could have a whole content of a handbag right in those in the bra. You could have your purse, you could have your phone, you could have your keys, you could have whatever you need, lipstick, whatever you need right there in your bra.
This seems like a great opportunity for me to not contribute to that part of the conversation.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, what would you keep in your bra?
I'm pretty minimalistic. I've got, it'd be, like, I've got an Orbit key. All the keys go into one nice little spot. So, like, I'd chuck it in there, you know, my bus card, my Mikey card, so I can get the bus home. Pink donut, if there was room. I'd wear a bra that would be much too big for me, so that I could...
For the storage
purposes.
And also the lift that you'd be able to... putting all the other bits and pieces in there 100%. Would really give you a gorgeous look. But I mean, I always keep things in my bra even now. Like, anytime I leave here, I put my house key in my bra because I know it's safekeeping and it's easy access.
But you have a handbag, a purse and pockets.
There's zips. There's processes in that. It's a great place to be able to put little things in your bra.
Is it a humid situation?
No. I mean, look, there's been... I put my phone in my bra one time for the City to Bay, like a marathon sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like I did waterlog my phone and that was an issue.
So like,
but that was a 12-kilometre jog. So
it had those alerts where I was like, I can't operate. I'm so wet.
Yeah, I put it in a thing of rice for a really long time. Never came back.
Okay.
But, you know, this is the thing. Us ladies, we're keeping all secrets in those bras.
Yeah.
And I want to open up the phone lines right now on 52232955 and tell us, what are you keeping your bra?
Yeah, ladies, we want to hear from you. Davo will probably ask more questions than I will, just for fear of saying the wrong thing again. Like, my wife, I don't know if she's if she does anything. And I love you, babe. I think she's listening right now. I don't think she's putting anything in her bra.
I mean, it's secret women's business. You don't know. She's probably got her house key in there. She's probably got her credit card. She's probably got whatever she needs in there. It would be all raring to go in her bra.
Okay. Well, I can't contribute to this because even though it probably would be genuinely supportive for me, I'm not wearing one.
What a great great word to use. Yes.
Yeah. Nikki's in Highton. I'm not going to ask the question. It feels worse coming from me. David, can you ask her the question?
Yeah, sure. What are you keeping your bra, Nikki?
Oh, cash, always.
Cash.
My bra. I am stuffing that bra with cash.
Coins?
No, they're a bit tricky, but, you know, your fiver, your tenner, they are going straight in the bra.
Now, I think the thing is with this, because I've done this before as well, do you take the cash out of the bra, not in front of, obviously, the shop attendant, like you sort of sneaky get that out of your bra and then pay, or...?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that directly in front of someone. That feels like we're crossing a line. Oh. But you know, more if I'm given change, I'll do a cheeky sneaky tucker in there. I don't want to drop it.
A cheeky sneaky. So I mean, it's you're putting it down the side. Like, is this for everything? It's the side bit. Yeah. Right. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I want to clarify.
In the cleavage. I think that's harder to like. You know, it's less safekeeping. I guess it's more.
Yeah,
more
that's
movement.
A more drop zone. You gotta just go to the side, and then the best thing is, if you get home and you've forgotten that you've chucked your tenner you take your bra off, and it's just a treat for everyone.
So
nice.
True.
That's nice, and you know what? She's worth it.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.